Hey, hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is Aristo Torres.
Wow, that's a great intro. I wish I could have you every time I enter my car to sound like that. Thank you so much for having me, Julie.
You're welcome. I don't know why, but I felt like I was like a WWE wrestling
person.
I
was like, if I would have known, I would have brought my belt, but I'm glad I didn't.
So Aristo is with Faith Family Academy here in Waxahachie. Huh? And y'all are located out on...
So we have two locations. We have one in Waxahachie. You can't miss us. We're the two large flags right there off the 287 exit. And then we have another campus in Oak Cliff.
287 in Ovilla Road.
That's right.
And then the other one's in Oak Cliff.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Very nice. So tell us about this Faith Family Academy.
Well, Faith Family Academy, our goal is always making sure that we're putting our students first. In order to do that, we invest in our kids. In particular, here at Waxahachie Faith Family Academy, we began a new program. One of the things we were opening up for pre-K 3. Now, the particular campus at Waxahachie is pre-K 3. To all the way to eighth grade. And right now, Waxahachie, we're going on now into our probably 35th year as a public charter here in the area. And we're so excited. Faith Family has grown into the community, and I think hoping the community is growing to us.
Yeah.
And they're doing a great job. There's a lot going on. I mean, Waxahachie's booming.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. So is Ellis County.
And I've seen y'all.
We're excited to be here.
Yeah, y'all been out there. Y'all been involved. I saw those big, there was a parade and y'all had these big buses or big vans or something. And I was like, oh my goodness.
That's part of investment. We want to make sure that we provide opportunities. That's the key word. There are so many options that students have, and the goal is for them to experience outside of their area code. We always say that, or their zip code. And the goal is to see what else can we do for them to build these tools that they need, that we'll need, so that when they get out in the real world, leaders, they become innovators, you know, or participants in the community.
So these schools, where they're located, you don't have to live directly in that specific area?
We do have some zones in the area, for example, but yes, it depends, of course, on where you live. So in the Oak Cliff area, we're able to have certain cities that can come to the Oak Cliff, and then same with Waxahachie. But because of the majority or all of Ellis County is welcome, you know, and surrounding even, and hitting to kind of that borderline of Dallas County. Because we are a public charter, you know, obviously everyone's invited. Our doors are open.
Yeah.
We'll remain open as our enrollment is increasing, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
As we increase enrollment, we increase programs, and like I said, we're able to invest back into our students.
So you have pre-K 3 to 8th grade.
Yeah, so our pre-K 3 just started this year. We're excited about it. We are basing it on a Reggio Emilia approach. Basically what the Reggio Emilia is, believes that a child is a communicator and a collaborator. The goal is for them to build their own personality, but to lean into a critical thinkers or problem solvers. And so what the Reggio Emilia inspired us in the classrooms is the basic understanding of respecting themselves, respecting others, and nature. And you know pre-K 3, they're rolling in. They've been with mom and dad.
Yeah.
So the idea is, okay, how can I evolve to my new community that I have there? And so that's really what's happening. You know, it's interesting when you see those three-year-olds and, you know, they're staring at you like sponges. And so what we're trying to get is the understanding of how to build a community at that young age and to understand their responsibilities and their roles. So that way, what they're learning is what they're discovering.
Mm-hmm.
An example is we tell parents, they're going to get a little dirty. So we ask for another shirt or another pair of socks, because the idea is for them to understand nature itself, involving, we'll say, the idea of water and how that's so important. And so everything you see in the classroom, the goal is for them to take ownership that they created it based on their idea. So it's not easy. I'm going to be very clear. It's not easy. But once the concept and the process and procedures are in place, it's natural for the child.
That's pretty cool.
It is really neat. It's neat to see. We started on August 8th. So we just began the year. We're already seeing the fruits of it. And then we're also seeing the obstacles, which is good. You know, we're going to get all types of students. So it's really neat to see that. And oh my God, you're always welcome, Julie, to come by and check it out. It's really cute.
I feel like we need to send some adults through that program.
I think you know what, exactly. Maybe get back into the roots of nature.
No, and how you do effects and how you contribute and all of that.
And sometimes it's the little things that counts as the contributing to the community. And that's the part we want to teach them, is that as they get older, they'll remember that moment where, you know, they planted a tree or they were able to cultivate something. And I think that's huge, because as they get older, those decisions, those experiences will affect the decisions they will make as leaders.
And being responsible leaders.
That's responsible leaders is a big part of this program.
Very cool. So you guys do have room then, is what you're saying.
We do. We're continuing to enroll. It's funny, we had a parent come in today, he goes, oh, I hope you can take my child. It's like, of course. Now, there is certain criteria that involve in any pre-K-3, and this goes across the state. And, you know, we definitely follow those. But there's pre-K-4. Of course, they're in the rest of the grade levels. But we are enrolling and continue to enroll. We will, and if we grow, we grow. We have potential to grow on that campus. We have plenty of land, and that's the best part about this particular little era we have in the last couple of years, that there's growth, and we want to provide the services and the needs of the community.
Yeah. Okay. So there's room in pre-K. There's room in every one of your grades.
There's
room in
one of our grades. Our middle school is fantastic. If you're looking for opportunity, our middle school programs have also, which involves all grade levels, is Explore 360. And I'll talk briefly about that if I can.
Yeah.
Basically, what it is we're trying to take the student outside the classroom. To better put it in perspective is, I want to know that what they're learning, they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. We start at the young age where we bring the petting zoo to the pre-Kers. But then as they get to fifth grade, they actually go to Glen Rose, actually spend the night out there where they'll be doing concepts from anywhere from conquering their fears of heights and courage, and also leading into the idea of responsibilities, being a team player, and getting involved with nature. Hmm. My favorite one is in Athens. I don't know if y'all been to Athens, Texas, but they have a fishery. Well, it's the wildlife fishery program. So all our ponds and everything are created. That's where they bring the fish from. You can go there and fish and catch. Some are catch and release, some you can take home, and it's $5, but that's not the point. The idea is that a lot of these kids never get to experience that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about it. When was the last time you caught a fish? And so the fact seeing their face going, oh, my God, I caught something from nature and I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm. And then just these kids' smiles go eerie. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So those are those moments and experience that we want embedded in them. So they have built that schema so that when they understand what it's like to experience something new, they're able to express their ideas and feelings and emotions and channel it in the right way.
That is so cool. Like I said, I still think there should be some adults going. I feel like we need to all go back.
It's interesting. We get a lot of that. Our teachers go as well.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure teachers roll through. And then when you get to the eighth grade, they go to Big Bend.
And they spend. Cool.
So it continues and continues to grow. So our middle schoolers, we love our middle schoolers. Sixth, seventh, and eighth is the one that we do need some growth in. And we're looking for them because it's an opportunity, too, with sports as well, athletics. One of our signature programs is soccer and rugby. We start them in pre-K. And let me tell you about rugby. We do make some adjustments, obviously, for the early ones. Mm-hmm. But it's so cute to see them play rugby at the age of 7, you know, and it's modified. But it's a sport that, if you look at it, it's a unique sport. The rules are absolutely insane. But the kids love it.
Yeah.
It's an idea. It is physical, but it's not to the sense of football. Nothing against it. I'm a big football fan.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying rugby, seeing these kids. And, of course, the soccer programs are just booming.
And in rugby, they don't wear pads and stuff, right?
They don't. So they teach them how to properly tackle.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but you can wear kind of the soft helmets, yeah, and they wear mouthpieces. But it's a sport where if you look at it, there's not many concussions. There's not any of that. It's really the kids. I mean, do the kids get hurt sometimes? Of course, just, you know, knee scabs and whatnot. But they're enjoying it. So these are, again, the word opportunities. We're going to keep using that, is that we're giving these kids choices.
Yeah.
Because in reality, to play a 5A, 6A sport, sometimes it's unrealistic. But our goal is to make sure that all our kids have an opportunity.
So I saw out, y'all have like a big, some lights and stuff out there. Is it a baseball, football? What is that field back there?
So it used to be our baseball field. And
okay,
we noticed that baseball, it didn't really bring the amount of students of participation.
Mm-hmm.
It had a small group,
mm-hmm,
but it wasn't just enough. So we thought, you know, we're changing the game.
Yeah.
Soccer's a sport that anyone can get into.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. Athletics, for us, it yes, of course, we want them to be the best and win. But it's also an opportunity to experience what it is to be on a team.
Right.
You don't have to be athletic to be on a team. You just have to want to play. You know, you have to want to participate. And sometimes you participate as a trainer. We have that. Or you participate or play. And so we say, you know what? Rugby and soccer meets the needs of our students.
That's good.
And so it's full participation on our kids. So during the PE time, they'll be doing PE, obviously. But they'll also be learning the basics of the sport that, like rugby, is yeah. played all around the world, but here, and it's, we're the only rugby team in that area.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool to see, and obviously soccer is soccer. It's going to always be a growing sport, but it's a sport that anyone can play. We provide the uniforms, and we provide the league and everything for the students. So they'll play Saturdays, and that's what the district provides.
What about the girls?
Girls as well.
Yeah, girls play all that?
Well, yes, this is
they
not
do.
In any way. These are co-ed teams.
That's fun.
And they play rugby. The girls are the, I tell you what, put
they're
the girls
beasts.
Up. They're hardcore.
I probably would have been a good rugby beast in the day.
You would have been a great rugby. I think you would have been more of a pitch, like kind of the wing person, kind of running around. But I would tell you that the girls, we don't, you know, we know there's boys and girls, but when they play together, uh-huh. it is so, so neat.
Yeah, that's cool. I love it. Okay, so right now you guys have pre-K, in case you're just now tuning in, pre-K through 8th grade, and y'all started enrollment August, or y'all started school August what?
August 8th, I believe it's Monday.
August 8th.
That's Monday, yeah.
And y'all still have enrollment available, so people can still bring their kiddos over there.
Correct.
And
great. August 7th, I apologize. Yes, continue to come. So we like to call it the first weeks of school.
Yeah.
Because we understand that everyone begins at different times. I know that Roxhatch ISD began on Wednesday of last week, and everyone's kind of in a really unique little circle of the Ellis County area, as well as Midlothian and Mansfield. But we want to make sure that we're just starting, mm-hmm. so please don't think that they're missing. If you'd like to be part of it or want a tour, please come by.
Okay.
If our phones don't answer, please, it's just because everyone's calling. But always, our doors are always open every day from 7:30 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And if you need to make an appointment, feel free to ask for Aristo Torres, and I'll be happy to come meet you and talk to you about it.
You want to tour with Aristo. He's so cool.
Thank you so much. No, it's been neat. I've been, you know, we meet so many amazing parents with amazing stories and why they want to come and where they're from. And, you know, a lot of people are moving here.
Yeah.
There is no doubt. And there's also the hometowns, which we love too. And so I'm excited. This is a good time to, it's a great time to be in Waxahachie. It's a great time to be in Ellis County to see the growth. And so our goal is to make sure that we meet the needs of our community.
I got to give a plug for Aristo. So he is going to be on Dancing with the Ellis County Stars.
Oh, my goodness.
Next February, on February 10th. And so be on the lookout for Aristo. We got to wrap up, man. That just flew by too fast. Okay, Aristo, how can they get in touch with you with Faith Family Academy? How can they get in touch with you?
Okay,
or get in touch with maybe going by the school?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a couple of options. So since I am director for the community engagement, so I would like for you guys, I'll give you my number straight up to me directly.
However you want to do it.
Is 214-878-2599. You're welcome to text me and just say parent interested or say interested in Waxahachie. I'm really quick at getting back to you. Also by email at atorres@faithfamilyacademy.org. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S at faithfamilyacademy, all spelled out, .org. So please don't hesitate to reach me either way. I love talking to parents. I love even to anyone in the community
who
wants to hear more about it. We get tons of thank yous for our flags, and it was, why you put those up? I say, we just put this up for the community.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, and we love it. I mean, we love the meaning that it has behind each flag, and we're very proud of it.
Aristo, thank you for joining me. Y'all go check out Faith Family Academy on Avila Road in 287 or the one in Oak Cliff as well.
I know. Come on.
Thanks, Aristo.
Thank you, Julie.